serious troubles hit a children's ministry, coordinated blasts rocked churches in Iraq, and an attack on a church leaves Christians wondering in Russia. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Kenya's opposition is rejecting talks with President Mwai Kibaki. The situation may undermine attempts to end a political standoff that's cost over 500 lives. Buckner International's Randy Daniels says the violence was about 45 kilometers away from their Seeds of Hope orphanage in Kitale, but none of the children were endangered.
Just had to be very sensitive to our surroundings. Even though things are much calmer in the immediate area, we still have to be very careful with the kids.
However,
the crisis probably more directly impacted our foster care program in the Kitale area, because certainly they don't have access to food on a regular basis like most of us. So our foster homes, and we have 20 of them in Kitale, faced, I think, a more immediate crisis. Our staff were directing some of the supplies from Seed of Hope to our foster homes.
Buckner delayed two mission trips there. Daniels urges prayer.
Pray that God will provide. Any further crisis will be avoided. This is an opportunity to stand up and to share the gospel. But I think we're going to have to do it in very real ways. I think it's going to have to be helping people restart their lives, and in the process of that, telling them about Jesus, telling them about the good news.
Next, Compass Direct reports four Iraqi churches and three convents were damaged in coordinated bomb blasts on Sunday. There were no fatalities, but Open Doors Carl Mueller confirms the report and thinks it was geared to send a message to the remnant church.
The message that the terrorists want to send to the Christian community is, we don't want you here. And our call to the church is to stand with them to answer their request for help. Not that they want to flee. They want to stay in their homes. They want to stay in their communities. But they need help. They need the assistance of particular organizations like Open Doors to provide the necessary means for them to stay.
Islamist groups have purged Christians from entire neighborhoods. The blasts also ended the relative calm for Christians, Mueller says.
That is why Open Doors and other agencies are working very hard right now to strengthen the Christian community there, to make sure that a witness remains in that country and that the cause of Christ continues to go forward despite the attacks of the enemy.
You're listening to Mission Network News. A previously unknown youth movement has attacked a church in Kaluga, Russia. MNN's Greg Yoder reports from Moscow.
A group of young people claiming to be a pro-Kremlin youth group scoped out and vandalized a Baptist church building. They also left a note telling evangelicals to leave or they'd be forced out. Russian Ministries' Paul Tokarczuk says this is not an isolated incident.
We already had many cases in some other places in the country. I think that's a growing trend among some youth movements.
Tokarczuk says the church was the home of one of their former missionaries, which is home to their Schools Without Walls training program. He says this motivates them to do even more.
We'll not stop, and we will carry on, and we will continue doing seminars or School Without Walls to bring more young generation leaders, those who will reach this next generation.
Reporting from the Greatest Gift Exchange Project Hope, Greg Yoder, Mission Network News, Moscow.
Meanwhile, 5,000 families are still feeling the sting of a fire that happened more than 6 weeks ago in Hyderabad, India. Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India says a pastor in the area had kicked off a children's Bible club there just 2 days before. Now, nearly all of the 200 children are homeless. Government aid was meager, and many are still scavenging for the things they need. Mission India staff is helping the pastor reach out to the affected families. Pray for the pastor as he continues to lead his ministry in this time. And SEN International's Asia Center for Teaching English begins another 5-week intensive course next week in Metro Manila. Teachers of English are sought after worldwide. The Philippines have many Christians with a high proficiency of the English language, and many Filipinos serving in the non-English speaking countries are asked for help in learning English. Pray for a good group of qualified participants and for provision for their tuition and books. Also pray for wisdom and strength for the teachers. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available Eugene Peterson's The Message New Testament, helping biblical texts come alive. Keep it or give it to a friend as an outreach. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828. That's The Message New Testament from Transworld Radio at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Kramer.